A lot of activity in Michigan today, as we talked about earlier in the program. Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue, in Michigan today, as is the EPA Administrator, Andrew Wheeler. And guess what? He's right there on the program. Mr. Wheeler, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Steve. Great being on your show again.
Good to have you back, sir. You'll be in Michigan today announcing more than $10 million in grants for lead service line replacements in Grand Rapids and Benton Harbor. It's part of the ongoing effort to make sure that drinking water and water services are safe for millions of Americans. Tell us about what's going on.
Sure. So we have grants today, actually nationwide. It's $40 million, but here in Michigan, $5.1 million for the city of Grand Rapids and $5.6 million for Benton Harbor. And this will be used to replace the old lead service lines in order to ensure that, you know, we don't have another Flint, Michigan anywhere in the country, and particularly here in Michigan.
Yeah. So how big a problem is this? I mean, I know that lead pipes are a concern in some places, but I also know that in Flint, for example, they failed to treat their water properly, which created a lot of the leaching that created a lot of the lead contamination. So in older systems, if we treat them right, because obviously you can't wave a magic wand and get it all done at once, we have to work through this systematically, correct? And so how do we take care of these older systems and make sure they're in the best shape possible prior to having them changed out?
Correct. As long as the system is operating properly, the water is protected, but over time, the lead pipes will deteriorate, so we do need to replace them. They don't all have to be replaced today or even tomorrow, but we need to start replacing them, and that's what we're doing with the grant money that we're providing today. And this is grant money, not a loan, so this is really great for both cities. They'll be able to replace a lot of miles of lead pipe.
So let me ask you this.
That is important.
Yeah. How long? I mean, Flint happened, was that 2015 and 2016? The nation's attention was drawn to Flint, Michigan for the problems that occurred there. So obviously, right when the president took office, it was on the agenda of things to address. How long has the Trump administration been dealing with cleaning up water systems and making sure that they're mitigating problems out there for communities, for public schools, for all of the places?
We are doing that, and we are updating what is called the lead and copper regulation, which has not been updated in over 30 years. And we should have that finalized sometime in the next couple of weeks. But in addition to that, and that guides on how to replace all the lead surface lines. It also guides how to test in schools and daycare centers, because we want to make sure that all schools and daycare centers have safe drinking water. But we've also been carefully monitoring the testing of water all across the country. A perfect example, last year, now it was a year and a half ago, in New Jersey, in the city of Newark, they discovered on a Friday that they were violating the lead drinking water standard. Within 24 hours, we ordered the city to provide bottled water to the residents. You compare that to what happened back in 2015 in Flint, Michigan, where the Obama EPA sat on the data for months. We acted within 24 hours. So if there's a problem today, we're on top of it, and we're making sure that nobody is subjected to high levels of lead in their drinking water.
Yeah, and again, it's a grant, so it's something that these cities don't have to worry about how to figure it into their budget later and so forth, or these municipalities. EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler here in Michigan today announcing more than $10 million in grants for lead service line replacements. Again, Grand Rapids, Benton Harbor receiving some of this benefit today. How much has the EPA achieved over the last 4 years compared to where it was under the Obama administration? Give some people some idea of perspective here.
Thank you for asking me that, because this is not covered by the media at all, ever, and I really appreciate the question. Under President Trump, air pollution is down 7% across the board, and that's in our first 3 years. On the water side, we have invested over $40 billion in water infrastructure across the country. On the Superfund side, we got 27 Superfund sites cleaned up last year, the most in any year, single year since 2001. We got another 27 cleaned up this year for a total of 82 during our first term. That's the same number that the Obama administration did during their 8 years. And on the enforcement side, a lot of people accuse us of not enforcing environmental laws. By the end of this year, we will have collected twice as much in civil and criminal penalties as the Obama-Biden administration did during their first 4 years. So the environmental indicators have improved across the board, and when we see bad actors out there, we're going after them. Perfect example was, you know, forcing the city of Newark to distribute bottled water within 24 hours of us receiving the information and the data. I mean, we are on top of it across the board, and the air and water today is cleaner than when President Trump took office.
And just so people understand, a Superfund cleanup site is usually an industrial site where there's been a factory or some sort of an operation ongoing. The company's gone bankrupt. They're not there anymore. The Berkeley Pit in Butte, Montana comes to mind, the biggest Superfund cleanup site in America, where the richest hill on earth was turned into a giant pit over a number of decades. It also helped us win World War I, so don't be too put off by it. But what it is, it's a remediation process where the government comes in, partners with local communities, and they remediate the problem to the best of their ability and try to turn it back to what it was before the mining or whatever else had gone on there, correct?
Correct. And what we've been doing at Superfund sites like that across the board is bring all the parties together and get them to agree on a cleanup process schedule, et cetera. And that site that you just mentioned in Montana, we got that accomplished. First time, the site has been lingering on the EPL, on the national priority list, NPL list, for over 30 years. I believe it's been on there for 40 years. It's one of the first original Superfund sites.
It is.
And no progress had been made. And what we did, and that's a large part of bringing the responsible company to the table along with the community groups to make sure that everybody agreed on what the cleanup needed to be and the timeline and the cost. And that site is not getting cleaned up. And the people in Montana have been waiting decades for that to happen.
And so it's finally moving forward. By the way, the Berkeley Pit has a pH of 2. What that means to the ordinary listener is when geese, for example, would land in the pit, they would just die. And then they would just disappear because it was a terrible place. And it looks like attractive water for waterfowl, for example. And it's poisonous. It's acid. It's acidic.
It is. I visited that site in Anaconda a year and a half ago, and I was the first EPA administrator to visit both sites in over 25 years.
And
so it really does take attention to get these sites cleaned up.
And I'll say this, EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler, the site in Anaconda has one other unique feature. It has a Jack Nicklaus-designed golf course that used the tailings of the Anaconda mining operations to create a golf course as a cap on heavy metal contamination. It's a brilliant way to get it done. It was brilliant engineering and thinking in an environmentally forward-thinking way, and so I tip my hat to Anaconda and Butte for working through this with you guys. You're in Michigan today. I'll give you the last word.
It's just, you know, we have great news to share with the American public, and I really wish other news media such as like you would cover this, and I really do appreciate it because our air is cleaner, our water is cleaner, these Superfund sites are getting cleaned up, but you never read about that in the New York Times or the Washington Post. In fact, the New York Times told my press secretary 2 years ago that they would never write a positive news story about the Trump EPA. And you can see that every day in their coverage.
It's sad. Well, you keep the faith and keep fighting the good fight, Mr. Wheeler. We greatly appreciate it, Andrew, for everything you're doing. We do. And thank you for being here.
Thank you.
EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler in Michigan. By the way, the sand traps at that Anaconda golf course look like black sand. They're very cool. Very cool. For those of you liking the golf, it should be on your bucket list. 41 after on a Friday.
I want to finish and then go to be able to and have my parents couldn't have. I'll even make because I know it's the best thing I can do for my. I want to finish
school
and then go to
college
to be able to
graduate
and have
the future
my parents couldn't have. I'll even make
sacrifices
because I know that
going to college
is the best thing I can do for my
future.
It takes the words of a parent to build the future of a child. The Hispanic Scholarship Fund has the tools and information to help your kids go to college. It's free, and it's available in Spanish. Remember, their tomorrow depends on your words today. Visit yourwordstoday.org or call 1-877-HSF-8711. Sponsored by the Hispanic Scholarship Fund and the Ad Council.
In 1977, in Johannesburg, South Africa, an 8-year-old boy picked up the game of golf from his father. By the age of 9, he was already outplaying him. The odds of that same boy then making it to the U.S. and European pro golf tours? 1 in 7 million. The odds of the Big Easy winning the Open Championship once and the U.S. Open Championship twice? 1 in 780 million. The odds of this professional golfer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 110. Ernie Els encourages you to learn the signs of autism at autismspeaks.org. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.